BBTV is back in the new year. Good morning, everyone, and a happy new year to you all. Today, with me on the couch is farm manager Dr. Wolfgang Bauer. Good morning, Wolfgang.
Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you here with us. So let's recap, Wolfgang. 2017 has been another solid year for bond investors. So we've seen global synchronized growth, very low default rates, subdued inflation, and also very low volatility. Mm-hmm. So all a good environment for bonds that take credit risk. Now, after such a year of spread compression, it feels like 2018 is going to be a more challenging one. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think that's a right assessment. I mean, there are still reasons to stay invested in corporate bonds, and you mentioned all of them. But I think we simply cannot ignore the fact that credit spreads have come a long way indeed. Mm. The market beta for credit at the moment is a lot less attractively priced in the market than a year ago. So I think there are two implications for me on the portfolio management side. First, I think it's not the time to be brave and go all in credit. In fact, in my portfolios, I have actually been deliberately scaling back credit risk exposures by selling some of the more higher beta positions, namely subordinated financials and corporate hybrids. And secondly, I think since we cannot rely on this pure play on credit beta, outperformance this year might very well be driven by fundamental credit analysis and bottom-up stock selection. So we have to be very selective in terms of our credit exposure.
Mm. So over to government bond markets now. Last week was also a week of a lot of volatility, especially in U.S. treasuries and bunds. Some investors even called it the beginning of the bond bear market. Would you go that far?
Well, I mean, we have certainly seen some noteworthy moves in government bond yields. 5-year bond yields, for example, they reached minus 10 basis points last Friday briefly, which is around 25 basis points higher than their trading level in the beginning of December. 5-year treasuries have continued their march to higher yields. They have now passed the 2.3% mark for the first time since 2011, actually. So, and I think this general trend towards higher and rising government bond yields is likely to persist against the backdrop of solid economic growth pretty much all around. And I think we also shouldn't forget that the technical tailwind that has supported the valuation of government bonds for a long time in the form of the quantitative easing programs by central banks, that tailwind is actually turning. The ECB is cutting back asset purchase volumes and the Federal Reserve is even unwinding its balance sheet. So the whole supply and demand dynamics for government bonds is becoming less favorable.
Mm. And talking about supply, last week we've seen also quite a lot of action in primary markets. So where was the center of action?
I think the supply volumes have indeed been very heavy this year. Last week alone, if you only look at the European market, just shy of 70 billion euros worth of new issues have been printed. And especially the peripheral European entities have been quite active. On the sovereign debt side, we had Italy and Portugal printing new bonds. And on the corporate side, for instance, we had new issues from Enel, CaixaBank, and, of course, Monte Paschi. Monte Paschi brought new subordinated debt to the primary bond market, 10 non-call 5 Tier 2 bonds, to be precise. And just as a reminder, around a year ago, that bank has essentially been rescued by the Italian government and losses were imposed on junior bondholders. Nonetheless, the new issue last week was received very well by the market. The bonds are trading up. And I think that shows two things. First, there is a great appetite for higher yielding assets in Europe. It's very difficult to find fixed income assets there yielding more than 5%. Mm. And secondly, and I think even more importantly, it shows just how profoundly the market sentiment has improved towards European and especially peripheral European risk assets over the course of last year.
Indeed. So, Wolfgang, let's finish off today's show with some predictions for the year ahead.
Oh, dear.
But given we always run out of time, I would ask you just to answer by saying yes or no. Okay. So, first question. Will the ECB still be buying new bonds by the end of the year?
Yes.
Will we see more than 3 rate hikes in the US in 2018?
No.
Will there be a second Brexit referendum this year?
No.
Will 5-year bond yields turn positive by the end of Q1?
Yes.
And last but not least, will the German football team do it again and win the Football World Cup?
Yes, and may I add, Abso-freaking-lutely.
I'm pretty sure you got one answer wrong, but I don't tell you which one. So the coming week is fairly light data-wise. It's worth flagging, though, that the deadline for the US government shutdown is this Friday. So expect a couple of headlines over the next few days. That's all from us today. Thanks for tuning in and have a good week.